Yesterday, Dolly and I had a lot of anxiety. For her, it started with a thunderstorm.
Hey, Dolly. Hi, sweetie.
For me, it was about Sunday. I started to feel that rush in my chest, that sort of like energized feeling, that frenetic sense that something was going on. That energy started to coalesce and my heart started beating faster and faster and faster. I sat in this beanbag for like an hour, stuck. Couldn't find my way out. Anxiety comes from our nervous system's response. It's revving up, trying to respond to a situation. Now, this is really important, right? Our nervous system's ability to understand what's going on and prepare our body for what's going to happen next, it's natural. We need that to happen. The problem is when our nervous system is out of alignment with our surroundings, when we're feeling our body responding to something that isn't there. So when I get stuck in an anxious situation, it can be really hard to deal with. I mean, how do I become calm? How do I remind my body and myself and my mind, which is ruminating on what happens if it doesn't get done and what are people gonna think and how am I gonna survive? Those sorts of questions, which just get me more and more stuck. How do I actually calm myself down? And this is where orienting comes in, a practice that I've been actively using for my anxiety. You know that feeling that you have when you go out into nature? That sense of calm or tranquility, even if it's just like a podunk little park. Something happens when we go outside. So that's what I did yesterday. Not feeling so great, so I'm gonna go for a little walk. Where are my shoes? Being out in nature calms us. We start to orient. We look around. We see. We focus on what's far away and what's close. We follow the sounds. We notice where they come from. We sense the textures and the way the environment is interacting. All of this tells our parasympathetic nervous system to calm down. It says, I understand what's going on. I can see how things are interacting. I found my place in this all. And when we look slowly and we move the body to look around, it settles us down. And most of us, when we feel anxiety, we try to push it away. We try to figure out how we can stop feeling this. Because we have this anxious energy, it prevents us from thinking, from actually connecting with other people in a meaningful way. I mean, like, I literally was in this beanbag, shutting the door, hoping that no one would call, text, open the door, because I was not in a place that I could deal with them. And sure, we can have moments like that, but if our lives are like that, or if our engagement with a certain question or a certain reality, like our finances or our past, or the racial injustice in this country. If our reaction is deep anxiety that cuts us off from actually engaging, we're not gonna get very far. And so we need practices that move us through the barrier. We need a way of being that doesn't cut us off. It begins in small moments of doing the practices that settle us down. Not so that we're perfect, so that we're practiced when these natural things arise, when we're trying to do the hard work together. Now, it's not always possible to go for a walk, but Irene Lyons, who teaches somatic experiencing, invites us to consider what we can do at any given moment to orient ourselves to our space. Simply looking around, noticing how we are in relationship to the objects, to the beings, to the sensations can help settle our nervous system. Rezba Menekin, racial justice teacher and trauma expert, whose recent book, My Grandmother's Hand, speaks about the ways that white supremacy or white body supremacy lives in the bodies of white people, of people of culture, and police officers. He advocates actually physically turning the body, allowing the activation of the nerves that run throughout our bodies, the wandering nerve. He says that our base animal instincts of being always on edge, especially for people of color, if we can turn and remind our bodies, at least in this moment, there's nothing behind us, can settle us to be present. The practice of engaging our anxieties, of stepping into the feeling, allows us to begin to tolerate the uncomfortableness of that space, creating more spaciousness to feel the anxiety and not run away, to move through it and with it, inviting its wisdom. Why am I nervous in this moment? What makes me scared? What am I afraid of? What is this stopping me from doing? Practicing, as Rezba Menekin says, putting in the reps of creating that spaciousness in our nervous system allows us to push deeper and not shut down, to be open to possibilities and relationships and connections because there's space in our nervous system. You're less fragile. Here matters because it's where you are. And only when we arrive here, in this moment, in this body, in this place, can we make space inside of ourselves to wade through the anxiety that will come if we are to do the work of courageous loving.